that you are in the right class if you are here for Safe Places on the Internet for your children and students. There's going to be a lot of information here for you to write down, so instead of doing that, if you just want to email me at this address, then I will send you the PowerPoint, and we'll have all of the places to go on the Internet.
Is that in your card?
It's on my card, and there are cards up here on the desk if you want them. So just want to make sure you have that down. Okay. Well, I would be neglecting my duties if I didn't take you to the place that I feel is the most safe place, and that is cbhministries.org. Children's Bible Hour got involved in the Internet about 12 years ago, and we had a very slow site, and now we have a much better place to go. And I want to take you there and plus show you some other things on the Internet, too. So the first place we have is Keys for Kids, which is a hi.
How are you?
I'm
just got a great
That's okay. Here, get your stuff. Oh, let's go back. Don't let these women scare you. Okay. For some reason it decided to click itself off here, so let's try it again. We have a number of things that go on our website, and we have created our website so that you don't have any banner ads from other places on our website other than Christian ministries. And we've made sure that the Christian ministries that are available for the kids do not have banner ads that they can click off and go someplace else. Like even to a Walgreens store, you'd be amazed what you find at the Walgreens site that kids could get into. I mean, we've just made it really safe for them, and you don't have to worry about it. But we have Keys for Kids on there. They're available in audio. You can hear Uncle Charlie read the Keys for Kids for you. You can set your computer up at the breakfast table, and he will be right there with you reading Keys for Kids. Or you can download it and as a PDF, and it will come off, and you can print it off and take it anywhere you go. Down Gilead Lane was our premier radio program for 9 years, and now we are in replays on that, and that's available online. Plus, you can go to the store and buy the series. And then a classic radio program, some of you probably heard Uncle Charlie when he was doing Story Time with Aunt Bee. And a lot of people grew up with that, and so we still have Story Time available and classic radio. We're on 2,200 radio stations across the United States. A new thing we've done is we have taken some of our old radio programs that we used to do with Aunt Bee, and we have turned them into Seasons of Faith books. They're absolutely beautiful books that you can buy and put in your library. And they're all done by different illustrators. Because my background is in art, I like to not only introduce the kids to the stories, I want to introduce them to different kinds of art. So we've had different artists do them. And next year, we're real excited. The guy who has done almost all the art for Max Lucado's books is going to be doing two of our books. So we're excited about that. And one place I want to take you to today, if I can go there. Oh, it's going to not work for me. I'll just take you there. Excuse all the rumbling around here. But this is itoldyou.com. This is a website we've created for kids. It's avatar-based. And what happens here is that you can go in and you can create an avatar that lives in one of these little cabins here. And like if you go to my room, and this is a new person I've just created. She can go anywhere she wants to go. I can put different faces on her. I can edit my room, what it looks like, her appearance. I can change her into anything I want her to look like. If I sign in as a girl, this will be a girl. If I sign in as a boy, it will be a boy. I can change the shape of her face. I can change her skin color. Her eyes can be any color and any shape. Even her ears, her mouth, her eyebrows, and I can put crazy heads on her too. I mean, if she wants to look like this, or if she wants to wear a cowboy hat. And kids enjoy doing this a lot. We have spent a lot of time and energy on this. And I'm going to say the change is there, and she'll be back in the room, in her room again, with a cowboy hat on. And you can buy all kinds of things for your avatar person, but you have to go through the Bible studies to be able to earn points to be able to do this. So it's real important that the kids understand the Word of God is the most important thing here, not just creating your avatar. And you can go to the Bible Adventures, and this is where you will go through all the different Bible studies that we have available. They're coming up in just a second here. The first one is First Light. These are all around a camp theme, and there are 10 Bible studies there. There's one called Foot Trails. There's 4 Bible studies. The Challenge Course. We have Toad Stumpers, which are really cute little things for the kids to do. The Book of Romans, and then we have these things called Bible Nations. And I wanted to show you these because these are going to be available in our store for download for Sunday school teachers to use. And I just really love the way they've turned out, and I wanted to show you one of them this morning. I make sure the sound is up high here. It takes a second to come up, but these were created by an artist out in Colorado, and they are actual Bible verses that have been put to drawing, and it's an animated movie that you can download on your website, or you can download it to a DVD and put it in a DVD player and play it. And of course the internet here is not real fast, so it takes a second to come up. But we've actually created this Bible Nation name, and it's getting trademarked, and CBH will be the only one that has these little stories available. So just give that a second more to come up. And it kind of puts you right in a theater setting so that the kids feel like they're actually watching a movie when they're learning something pretty important. Here we go.
Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Jesus calls the first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
So those kinds of things are short little animations that we're trying to create online that will, and there's questions afterwards, so there are always going to be questions at the end for you to copy off and give to your kids to do in your classroom, which I think is really a cool thing. So that's the CBH ministry site, but I do want to take you to other people who I really appreciate a lot. Wonder Zone is done by the CEF people, and they have spent a ton of time and money on their website, and I'm going to see if I can cue that in on your church. Here we go. I think we're going. Pray. Oh, yay. Sometimes it doesn't always go where we want it to go. They have a really great website. Their part right here on their website was actually created by the guys who just did ours. So they spent a ton of money doing all of these stories, and all the color and animation takes a lot of time. They have a lot of games on their website that you can play. Let's just see if we can snap one of them here and go to this game. And these are all safe places. You'll notice that on Wonder Zone, like in our site, there is no banner ad for the child to click off on and go anywhere else other than within the site of Wonder Zone. And the scariest part about putting your kids on the internet is having them go someplace that you don't want them to go. So if you get them in sites that you know do not have banner ads alongside or hidden along the bottom, and I'll show you some later, you'll be in a good place. And they can play games on these sites for hours. On our site we have games, on Wonder Zone we have games. So we just, along with learning God's Word like you do on our site, you can do the same thing in Wonder Zone, only you do it in the form of a lot of different animations that they have created. And they've done an excellent job. They've been doing it a long time. Notice no banner ads here. So you can go to all different places within the site, but you are not asked to go any place beyond that site. So let's go back to our PowerPoint here. Friends and Heroes is another place. I don't know that you've heard of them. When I was in Singapore in September, this was a group that I met there, and I went to their website, and I was very excited to find out that they were creating these wonderful animations for boys and girls to enjoy. And they start right off. I mean, it looks like a Disney thing. It looks like a Disney deal.
Where did Rebecca and Maggie go? What's going on? We are blocked! Whoa!
You shouldn't be in this part of town, little one. Bad things happen to children here. Here's another one for you.
A fruit seller says Leah was seen leaving the market.
Lovely day for hard work, isn't it, children?
No, this is completely different. This is called Friends and Heroes. They're out of the UK. They have a wonderful Bible message in all of their little videos that they have, and a lot of different stories that you can purchase. These are for purchase, but they also do not have any Send Me Away with a Banner ad sections on here. They have lessons for Sunday school teachers, places for you to comment, free posters, wall graphics, news from them. They have coloring pages, all kinds of things you can download, and then also you can buy the videos from them. So that is yet another good place for you to be. And let's see, Torchlighters is another series. I don't know if you've heard of them or not, but they do a lot with, and this looks like an overwhelming site to write down, but they do a lot with the martyrs of our faith. They've created videos from the martyrs of our faith. Here are a few of the stories that they do. The Jim Elliot story. What's the woman? The woman I'm trying to think of. But anyways, they have the Eric Liddell story. A bunch of different really good martyrs of our faith kind of stories, heroes of our faith stories. And you can purchase those through the Torchlighters site. You can see all the things that are available. I don't see hers up here right now. But anyways, these are good movies, good places for you to be, for your kids to go to. There's not a lot for kids to do here, but they do have classroom resources on this for teachers. Teacher resources and a lot of different things for the teachers to look at, and they are very good. I recommend the movies. I've seen the movies. They're earlier created animations, but they're very well done. And let's go back. So the Torchlighter series, Superbook TV. Do you remember from years ago there was a series out called Superbook? It was back in the early 90s or 80s, late 80s. They have come out with a brand new edition of what they are doing, and I want to show you a little bit of this. This is called their sizzle reel.
CBN presents Superbook, reimagined for a new generation, produced by top-tier Hollywood talent and supported by CBN's global reach, attracting more than 360 million unique viewers each year. Superbook series attracted record audiences around the world, broadcast in over 100 countries in 43 languages, with over 500 million impressions.
We want to put in a story that has moral value to show them, show them that it's currently not on television, you know, but at least have to fill that void.
This is a completely new series with the potential to reach even more lives with powerful messages. Superbook will deliver these dramatic stories in an accessible way with the power, quality, and momentum that today's audiences demand.
You're being plunged into the middle of history, and you're seeing it from the inside out.
Bringing Superbook to a whole new audience is a team of artists and storytellers that have over 20 Emmy nominations and wins. This is the team that has brought the world iconic Oscar-nominated stories from Disney, the humor of VeggieTales, and the action and excitement of X-Men. For a new generation around the world, the power of Superbook is about to be unleashed in a whole new way.
We were able to preview this in Singapore, and it was amazing what they did. If you're trying to pull your kids into a TV program, that if this is on your TV at any place, any of your channels, please let them watch this, because this is really an awesome place to be. I'm going to get some of these off of here before I end up crashing my system and go back to our PowerPoint. So Superbook TV, if you get an opportunity, make sure that you watch that. There is another place. See, places like CBH Ministries and Wonder Zone are all competing for children's attention on the internet and on the TV. Now, places like Wonder Zone and CBH Ministries does not have the money that Disney does. Okay, Disney put over $350 million into this website you're about to view. But this website is a pay-for site. Your kids cannot get in here unless they pay for something, and they enter into it by paying for it. And there is a lot of advertising way back in the sites. You don't see it until you get way back in the sites, but it will tell you some of their affiliates, some people that support them. Let me bring this up a second. Unfortunately, if you click on the affiliate site, you cannot, I'm not going to take you there, but that's not a good place. If you click on the affiliates or the people that are affiliated with them on the site, you can't click off to their third-party site, which is good. I think they did a good job with that. But they do show who their affiliates are. But you have to join and pay a membership on this. And the web sites I showed you for CBH Ministries and Wonder Zone, you don't have to pay there. Children's Ministries websites, these are people that will help you become a better Sunday school teacher, become a better leader of children, whatever, if you're in Awana or whatever, they have great places for resources for you. Now, like I said, if you want these resources, just email me and I'll mail them to you this did not go to the right site.
Is your email address printed someplace?
My email address is at the beginning of the PowerPoint here. It's also on my card right up here in the front. If you type in Children's Ministries, you will come right to the ministry website that I'm talking about, and it did not take me there, so I'm not going to take you to that other site. PBS Kids is a pretty safe site. If your kids watch PBS at all, it's a great site. They have a lot of fun things on there to do, and they're really general, they're kind of pretty general moral things. There's nothing bad on there. And they've got the purple dinosaur. Yeah, it gets pretty low. But you can go off and watch little episodes of Curious George and a lot of just really fun things. It is a safe place. I didn't find any place on this website except right here at the bottom, and I didn't find anything that was bad at these websites. So they're pretty fundamental websites, and they don't have any bad connections, which I think is great. You have to be very careful with that. In a video I'm going to show you in just a couple seconds, you're going to see why it's important to be careful where your kids are at on the internet. Places that you want to be careful about, your kids can just type in games, the word games, and they'll come up with over 900,000 games that they can play on the internet. These are not all good games. Don't think just because it says games for kids that it's a good place to go. It will take you off to other sites. There's all kinds of, even things like GNC looks like it's a pretty good, you know, it's a nutritional place, but they also have things for sale in their stores that you don't need to see. At the Ministry of Children's site, you can get a lot of coloring pages, games, and things for your kids to play with, and posters that they can do. This is one of the posters they have. If you don't pick up your child from the nursery, this is what you get. Espresso, you'll give your child espresso and a free kid. So come and pick up your child at your church. It's just kind of a funny site. And these are not recommended sites, nick.com. May look like a good site, but the advertising for some of their TV shows are not so good. Some games are good, but look for hidden advertising or bad programs. Nick, if you look on TV, it seems to be an okay thing. But there are some backers for those programs that are not really good. Yahoo Games for Kids. Anything you write games for kids, you think it's got to be great. But I would not recommend that. It has very bad images on it for kids. These places are protection plans for kids. If you need something on your computer that protects your kids from any violence, foul language, or anything like that, NetNanny is a really good one, and you get it free with LifeLock. LifeLock is a protection plan for your computer. You do not want anybody to get your secure information off your computer, so you sign up for LifeLock and you get NetNanny. NetNanny does not allow any foul language or bad advertising or things like that, and so it's real good for your kids and your grandkids to know these things, because sometimes something will pop up and they'll just, you know, you've got to be careful where they're going. Safe Eyes is another one. It's recommended by Dave Ramsey, and it's a really good single program by itself. You install it on your computer. You just download it from the internet. You install it on your computer, and it protects your children from seeing anything that they shouldn't see. You'll have a big red zero and a thing that goes through it, and they will not allow you to go to that site. Or a message will come up, and it will say, your parents have to unlock this for you to be able to get it. Sometimes it's a nuisance because you can get locked out of things that aren't bad, but the computer wants to make sure that your parents know. And so there's a key that you have to key in for the parents, and hopefully the children don't learn the key. And instead of question time right this second, I do want to play for you a video that I have on my computer, and it's very powerful. I gotta put all these guys away. And let me find it here, because everything on my computer is twice as big since I plugged it in. Here we go. This is a really, really powerful image that I picked up in Singapore. And I'll try and get it as big as I can. Thank you. Probably the most powerful thing I have ever seen in a long, long time. It impacted me so much when I went to that seminar. Not only the initial Barna statistics that were within that thing about the internet and where the kids are getting most of their information from, the fact that we're giving it to them on our cell phone. We're buying them cell phones and we're saying, okay, take that to school, and you have the internet on that also, and while they're texting their friends, they're also getting on the internet and looking at all kinds of things. There's no way you can put any kind of protection on that cell phone so that they can't see all the stuff that they want to see. So are they watching porn? Are they doing all kinds of things? And you think, my innocent little grandkids would never do that. That is not true. They have curious minds. They're little kids that just, you know, they need to be satisfied with and finding answers to things. And looking on the internet at a funny picture, they'll look at that, and it's really not where they need to be at all. So cell phones are a hard place to be right now, but there's no control. There is now a smartphone. I have it on my smartphone. It's a little bar that scans what they call a QR code. Now we have pornographers who are creating QR codes for kids, putting them up all over the place, and the minute you scan that in, it takes you to a website, directly to a website, and they can put anything up they want. That scares me to death, because kids are seeing stuff like that. The phone is scarier to me than the internet, right here, that I can get on with my computer and put a protection program on it. So be real careful, you know, with what you're doing with cell phones, what you're, you know, how you're using those, how you're giving them out to your kids, because you never know. I mean, anybody could get on the internet on a cell phone and see just about anything. So be very careful about that. Now, I've shared a bunch of information with you, and I want to answer some questions, any questions you have of me about the internet. I spend 8 to 10 hours a day on this machine, looking at places so that we can keep up with things, so that we know the technology to put on our website, so that we are aware of what's out there and what's needed to be out there. We work real hard to get the kids interested in our site and put it up in places where they can see it. And so if you have questions of me about the internet, please don't hesitate to ask. We're just going to take a couple minutes to do that, and then I'll let you go. But do you have any questions at all about any of this? I know it's right after lunch, and it's hard just enough to stay awake. But it's overwhelming. You can get overwhelmed with all the information that there is out there to work with, I know. But if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Anything at all? Well, I think you'll get out in time to go pick up your son from, she wanted to get out at 2:15 or something like that, so we may be a few minutes early
today. I know it's challenging to try to, as a junior church teacher, to compete with the games and the stuff that kids are used to at home and whatnot, to try to keep their attention, and they come to church and, like, you know,
if you're telling
a story, to use Slanograph, yeah, tell a Bible story, it's like, go home, you know, and it's hard to compete with all that, and yet we can't just stick our head in the sand and say, well, you know, so it's challenging to know what to do and how, what do we do as junior church teachers, and what to keep these kids' attention, mm-hmm. You know.
I honestly think that you need to have a good mix. I think that you, number one, you need to update your church's technology so that there is the capability to play something on a screen for at least 10 minutes of a part of a program that you have, like a junior church program, and you have them for a whole hour. Give them 10 minutes of something, and that will satiate all that they need to know about something that moves. The rest of the time, you can do other things. I mean, there's a lot of good Christian material out there that you can say, okay, I've got this movie of David and Goliath that I'm going to show you from Friends and Heroes, but you're only going to see 10 minutes of it this week, and then next week we're going to see 10 more minutes of it. I can't wait until next week. How about you? And then they'll keep them coming back to something that they can't get at home because they don't have that stuff at home, and then they'll be excited to come back and see the rest of the story because that's well-done material. Superbook is another thing. To buy the movies for Superbook, I think the whole thing is $292, and you get a ton of material there. Show 10 minutes of it in your Sunday school class and say, next week we're going to learn the rest of what happened in this adventure. And it will keep them coming back and satiate that desire, which a lot of churches, they say, well, we can't afford that. Did you see the statistics of people that the kids that are leaving the churches after? It's 68 to 69% of kids are leaving after 18 because we're not giving them something. We're not competing with the world, but yet we are.
We have to ask what the value of the soul.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of that, you know.
I mean, Jesus did not wait for the people to come to him. He went to them. And in bringing the kids something that is from it looks like the world, but it is definitely not the world. It is the message of the Scripture. And they think, in their mind, they're thinking, this is the same thing I watch at TV at home, but it's not, because it is not centered around what the world wants. And I think that's the biggest difference, and they will be able to tell that. They'll be able to see that. And the message will come through clear and loud. Because I don't choose every Christian video. I'm very selective about what we recommend on CBH's website. And these three that I know of, four, counting Wonder Zone, that's quality stuff. That's good stuff. And anything that has the Dove Foundations Award on it, you can say it's family friendly. Now, what is the criteria for family friendly? Get on the Dove Foundation website and look at what they recommend. Because I just met with this man last week for 3 hours, that guy that runs Dove Foundation. He is working with Fox movies, he's working with MGM, he's working with all these big movie companies that are now saying, hey, I guess the Christian Foundation, you know, these people that are have morals and stuff are making an impact on Hollywood. We want to know what it is about the Dove Foundation that everybody wants your seal on there. So they've even become more stringent in their what they allow on Dove with Dove seal on it. But they have gained the integrity of the movie industry. So anything with the Dove seal on it, first go on and see if it's strict enough for your rules, and then check it out for yourself and in their movies. But they originally started with blockbuster movie houses, where they would go in and see Bambi next to some really other movie that starts with a B, and say, no, you can't have family movies right next to this other section. So they would put their other section in the back and have their family-friendly movies in the front, and they soon realized that all the movies that Dove was recommending were the ones that the people wanted to take home. And then they had that section back there, and they were separate, and the kids didn't have to see Bambi right next to some obscene thing that started with a B. So that's really what they're all about. So check them out on their website. They're a really good organization. And you know, I don't know, there's so many things to tell you about the internet, and people look at it and go, oh, you know, I can barely type on the Word document program, you know, don't get me on the internet. And other people say it scares them half to death to get on it because they just don't know where they're going, they don't know what to look for. Well, sometimes when you do stuff like that, even as adults, you get taken into sites that you don't want to be at, or they have it coming up on YouTube on the side when you're watching just a really good video of something, and then along the side panel you have all of this other junk. Well, that's not what you want your kids to get into either, so be real careful. Yep.
Do you know of any websites that have children's songs that maybe are animated?
There are a few. They're poorly done, but there are a few. If you Google Christian children's songs, you'll come up with a bunch of different lyrics. There's a lot of lyrics out there, but most of the people who are doing Christian music cannot afford the video part of it, because the video part of it's really expensive. There is a, what's the name of that website? It's mostly for middle school girls, and they have a Saturday program on, yeah, boy, I can't remember it.
I Shine,
yeah. We almost became a part of that a few years back, and we thought, well, that's really going ahead a little bit farther than we wanted to at the time. But they mostly have a really good Christian message. They have a really good background. They do a lot of dancing and things like that on there that some people don't approve of, but, you know, I don't know. It's up to you. It's really a personal preference. But they do have a good message, and they do have a good reason for going out and doing their program. So you could do that one pretty safely, I think. Anything else? What scares you the most about the internet?
It's just so much to know. I'm a grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And I learned computers when I worked. But it's also, it's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And there is so many twists and turns.
I understand that that's true. But if your safest bet is to go to google.com and type in exactly what you want, because anybody worth their salt, like we do, we pay Google every month to put us on the front page of anything that says, we have 10 phrases that we have come up with that says children's Christian devotional, good Christian material for kids. I mean, there's certain words that they look for when they scan through the millions of documents. If you're very selective in what you search for, you'll have a pretty good result. Google is a really good one.
I'm intrigued. You pay Google, and explain that again.
We pay Google. We come up with 10 phrases that absolutely say everything about our website that we want people to know. And any words that, keywords, they're called keywords, and any keywords that we have within our site, and we give those to Google. And so every time someone types in, like if they were to type in Christian kids Bible studies, they would come up with itoldyou.com. Because that's one of the keywords for that. Every one of our web pages that has a major page like Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, itoldyou.com, they all have that 10-word Google search, and we pay for that every month so that we're on the front page so people can find it.
So that's how you get to the top of the list instead of 213,493.
It can work that way. It can work that way. But we have over 1.5 million kids on our website every month, and you know, so I don't always go by numbers, but I do have to know the numbers.
Sure.
But we pay for that, and it's something that we feel is a good use of God's money, so people can find what they need right away. They don't have to.
That's why we can get it free. Just pull it up for nothing.
Yeah, you find it, you type it in, and you find it because we're paying for that. And
what is there to recommend to young people who are playing the video game, the dangerous video game?
Like Halo?
I don't even know the name.
Halo is one of the games that...
Halo, that's it.
Halo is one of the games that I would no more recommend that than the Man on the Moon.
Yeah.
Because you're actually... I've seen it. I've been in the auditoriums where the kids set up big, huge, major screens, and then they're all playing each other. And you have people creating people... Which is what this is. Now think about this through the world's mindset. You're creating people, you're creating planets, you're creating weapons of war, and you get those by going through so many levels. And you get these weapons, and you shoot people, and the blood comes up on the screen. And this is like when I was younger, this would have been like horror movie magnified 10,000 times, but. The world has said this is the most popular game, and everybody's doing it.
Well, because everybody's doing it, it's okay.
Because everybody's doing it, it's okay. It's okay to create your own planet. No, God made the planet. It's okay to create your own people and clone people, a word that's very big in that game. You know, it's okay. That's a world's mindset coming in through the back door to our kids. That's why it said we are losing kids. We are losing generations of people because of the lies that Satan has slid in through our kids. This is just so prevalent in those kinds of games. And yet even our churches are setting up nights to play, for the kids to play Halo. I mean, now that alone is enough to just, you know, rock my socks. I just really have a hard time with that. And, so be real careful when your youth leader or someone says, hey, you know, everybody's doing this, let's just go and take our youth group. Well, if you don't know what that is, don't let them go. That's a sad, sick situation. And even though everybody's doing it, it's a popular game, just be aware that it's not good.
That you showed is so powerful. Can the churches get that little blurb to youth?
That video that I showed?
Yes.
They can.
Okay.
Or, I would love to come to your church and talk about the 414 window, because it is actually, it is a place that has been created by this group of people that are so concerned about this age group. They know that we're losing them. I mean, this was created in 2010. It's just coming to the United States. It's been played all over the world. It was created by guys in the UK that saw this coming at a rapid pace in Eastern Europe, and they said, we've got to do something to get this message out. And so they put this together. These figures are a year old already. And but the message is it's so extremely powerful to slap you in the face with what we need to do. Is your church budget 3% for the kids? I mean, we stuff these little kids down the basement with the same workers that have been there for 30 years, and we say, hey, have a nice time, see you later, you know. See you when you're 12 or 15 or whatever. And we don't take a valid interest in what they're doing down there. What's going on down there? Are they just showing my kids videos? Ask, when you're asking your kids questions when they come home from church, ask them those kinds of questions. We had a couple very good friends of ours who thought they were looking for a church, and they started going to a church in Grand Rapids. And after about a month of coming home every Sunday and the kids saying, now, Dad, tell me the story of Daniel and why God threw him into the lion's den. Because the teacher was actually saying, this is the first part of the story. Now you kids go home and read it and figure out the results for yourself. And was not giving them the end of the story, but how God did this mighty powerful thing, and it was just boggling their minds. So they eventually ended up leaving there because the church was leaving more questions in their kids' minds, saying, figure it out for yourselves, and instead of giving them the real truth out of the scripture. So be aware that sometimes your Sunday schools, you know, that you need to be aware of what's going on down there. And I feel sorry for the workers in our Sunday school classes that have been down there for 20 years and nobody's paying any attention to them. Nobody's telling them they're doing a good job. Nobody's helping them get new things to work with or technology or whatever. And the kids come down, they're sitting in a moist, dark place and they're watching videos that are 12 years old, and no wonder they're leaving in a rapid place. They need, at a rapid pace, they need things that will energize them for today's society. So when they go to school the next day, they're excited about telling somebody what happened in Sunday school. They're excited about telling you in your van on the way home from church what happened in Sunday school. And it is a hard job. It is a hard job because we have to be aware of what's going on out there. And we have to be prepared to put it into our budget. I challenge you to go home and ask your husband how much of our church budget is for children's ministries. We spent a lot of money on carpet this year. We spent a lot of money on church chairs. We spent a lot of money on the draperies for the church auditorium. But how much did we spend on the next generation? You know, that's what we should be thinking about, really. I mean, that's because I live there all day long. I'm so passionate about that. I see what's going on, and I know why they're leaving. And
it's hard to get helpers to do that.
There are so many churches that canceled Bible school this year because they didn't have enough workers. They didn't have enough people who cared or took time out of their busy schedules to do one of the things that's the most important, and that's reach the unchurched in your area. We had, in our church, we don't have enough workers to do Awana. We had to almost bribe somebody to be our Awana commander this year because nobody wants a job. Why is that? The person that is the Awana commander should be the most energetic, surprised, excited person ever. But people are becoming so apathetic, and that's coming down through the generations. As we see the apathy in our teenagers, we see them leaving at a rapid pace. We see the apathy even in the little kids saying, well, this isn't exciting, I'm just going to not. You know, I'm either going to disrupt the class or I'm just not going to listen. I'm not going to come anymore.
And now they're young married.
Yep.
Now they're young married, and I see without a lot of commitment and priority.
Yeah, it's very difficult to watch this generation. This generation that is below where my children are right now. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to watch that generation because a lot of them have no idea what Sunday night service is about. They've never been to a prayer meeting in their life. They could no more tell you what the Sunday school thing is involved in because they're not involved in it. They could care less. They're very, very picky about where their money goes. If that ministry is not energized for this generation, they will not have anything to do with it. So your churches are losing income. It's a hard place to be, and we just need to wake up to that fact.
But things have changed from when our kids were little. I mean, when our kids were little, it's you went to church, and whether there was a program for your kids or not, you were there. You you took them to church. If there wasn't a program, they sat with you. And whether it was Sunday morning, Sunday night, or when, of course, we're pastors, so we kind of have to. But I grew up in a home where my parents weren't pastors.
Yeah.
But we were there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. And so that was just, you know, as we became, I became a pastor's wife 2 weeks after we were married. I mean, before I was married. Anyway, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But it, more or less, it was a pattern that we set for our family.
It was a pattern, and you don't see that in home families now.
Why?
There's a program for the church.
Answer the question. Why?
There's a program for the church.
But answer that question. Why don't we see that anymore?
Either
why
don't children run their schedules? Their
absolutely.
Their
the children are making the decision.
That's what we were talking about this morning, or whenever that was. We did that seminar.
Is God a priority? Is God the core of our home, or is our activities our home?
This is why the people at that 414 conference were so energized to get this done and make people aware of what's going on in their churches and what's going on in that age group that's going to be the next leaders. We always say, you're the future of our church. Well, what are you doing for the future of the church, spending 3% on what is important to them? The most important thing that happened at this whole conference was what happened on Friday night, and that was we were all in this auditorium. 1,200 people from all the nations all around the world were in this auditorium, and they had the young kids, ages 4 to 14, who had been there all week, there were about 30 of them, come up on the platform to sing a couple songs that they had learned. In the middle of the song, the very first song, a young 11-year-old kid raised his hands and he said, "Can we stop?" And this is in the middle of the program. He says, "Can we just stop?" And he said, "I feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me something." This 11-year-old kid, he said, "We're at a conference where you're wanting to know what to do for kids between the ages of 4 and 14, and you haven't asked us one question all week long. You have not asked us what we need. You haven't asked us what our heart's desire is. You haven't asked us what's really tempting us. You haven't asked us any questions at all." It brought the house down. The leaders of the conference got down on their knees in front of those kids and said, "We're sorry. We're sorry. Here we are planning all this stuff, and we didn't ask the most important people at the party, you know, what we're supposed to do for you." And that's exactly the point. It's exactly the point. We're not asking the kids in our churches what we should be doing for them. What do they need? What do you need from us? What do we need to be doing? Instead, we're just letting it ride. And no wonder they're walking out the door and they're never coming back. And that's so sad. I hate that. I just absolutely hate to see that happen. So, that's all I have to say. I have said enough. Thank you, ladies, for coming and listening.